There are three key areas that customers are grappling with when it comes to leveraging their information. The first one, can an organization trust their information? Think about how information on clients and products is fragmented across dozens, sometimes hundreds, of applications. When information is sitting in that many different sources, that many different data marts, that many different applications, when that information comes together, often there are multiple versions. So which one's right? Do you have a single version of the truth? Can you really trust that information? And when a senior executive in an organization gets information that's in conflict, it tends to erode the trust in that information in that system irreparably. Some of the business concerns and some of the triggers in and around this space are poor customer satisfaction, new products and business models, and ever-increasing business and compliance risk, and high sales and marketing costs. These are the sorts of things that you should be listening out for as IT professionals from your business constituency. The information issues associated with these business issues or business triggers, data siloed with no consolidated view, poor access to relevant data, or the information or data is out of context, potentially leakage of sensitive information, potentially decisions made on questionable data. Let's move to the next slide. The second key question has to do with information infrastructure. As organizations grow and merge and change within a market, they need to ensure that their information infrastructure is keeping up with the rapidly changing needs of a business. Organizations dealing with information infrastructure issues are concerned with the responsiveness of retrieving information, as well as being able to control costs while managing both structured and unstructured information. The amount of unstructured information in a business has been estimated at about 85% of what is already a huge amount of information that companies are dealing with today. So some of the business triggers that IT organizations should listen for in terms of warning signs that you need to ensure a focus on your information infrastructure or improve your focus on information infrastructure are these. Increasing business dependency on data availability, changing business priorities, mergers and acquisitions, escalating infrastructure and people costs. Those are the sorts of things that as you're looking out and you see those in your organization, you may have an information infrastructure issue that you need to solve. The information issues associated with this, explosion of unstructured content in a business. Just trying to get your arms around the amount of unstructured content and leverage value from that unstructured content can be a nightmare. Introduction or upgrade of enterprise applications, proliferations of tools for managing information, departmental tools, branch tools, and an inability to meet service levels and growth requirements. These are all information-related issues that are at play here as well. Let's move on to the third area on the next slide, slide 10. The third area to consider deals with leveraging information over its life cycle or throughout its life cycle. Organizations need to have policies and guidelines in place to manage the ever-increasing volumes of information that they have. Just keeping all information for an indefinite period of time is very costly, complex, and unrealistic. In fact, many organizations that we come across have so much paper-based information still, they run their own warehouses or they outsource the operation of warehouses full of unsearchable yet incredibly valuable paper-based information. Some of the business concerns or triggers to be aware of in terms of information lifecycle management include the rising business and compliance risks, the growing cost of accessing and managing data over its lifecycle, and the increasing costs and huge inefficiencies of legal discovery. Escalating costs of internal audits are also associated with this. So if those are the business triggers to be aware of, what are some of the information issues? Well, information is an asset in the business. We've got to think about information as an asset. But it can be a potential liability as well if it's not managed well through its life cycle. The daunting volume and new varieties of information seemingly change every day. Unclear accountability for different information types in a business is also another underlying information issue, and the cost and complexity of storage management. both digital storage management, but also think about the massive costs associated with storing a lot of the paper that sits within our organizations. Legacy of the past, but it's still information. And many organizations still must keep it for almost indefinite periods of time, according to certain legislation. So let's move to the next slide. That's slide 11 in your deck. We've seen that these three themes underpinning information on demand. Can you trust your information? Are you ensuring that you've got a flexible, reliable, and scalable information infrastructure? And are you able to manage information right throughout its life cycle? Are critical and vital to key business initiatives in the enterprise today. Managing risk and compliance, back office operations, workforce automation, single view of customer, etc. And of course, they're also vital to the IT projects that result from addressing those enterprise needs. Business intelligence, enterprise content management, master data management, data warehousing, and the list goes on.